Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
I got the chance to speak with Justin Sylvester. He's the host of E's Daily Pop and Just the Sip, which covers all things pop culture. Daily Pop and Just the Sip are both now available as podcasts. So Justin got his professional start working with Kyle Richards. So he's essentially an expert of all things R-H-O-B-H. In this interview, we talked about what the ladies of Beverly Hills have been up to since last season, and we discussed the two new additions, Garcelle Bouvet and Sutton Strachey. Let's take a listen. Okay, guys, we are here with Justin Sylvester. Hello, Justin.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Happy to be on. As you know, I kind of started everything over at Bravo.
I know.
That's how I kind of got my start. So it's kind of fun to be talking with you guys today.
Absolutely. So you are the host of The Daily Pop. So tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Daily Pop is a daily pop culture, entertainment, and news show on E! And it's myself and my two co-hosts, and we basically just bring you all the hottest tea that's going on in Hollywood, because at E! We know everything, and we get the best exclusives. So we just bring you all the hot tea that we can't put on the 7 p.m. show.
Right, exactly. So what are some of the topics? What are some of the topics you've covered recently that were your favorites?
I mean, listen, anything to do with Angelina Jolie is everything to me, because
okay.
I'm obsessed with her.
Mm-hmm.
This Miley, Caitlin, Brody, Liam drama that's been unfolding for the last, you know, few months has been insane. And just everything going on in pop culture right now. You know, we have our fingers on everything over at E! And especially on Daily Pop, we're kind of sort of the first place you can go to get all the juice in pop culture. So it's cool having the 12 o'clock slot.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys cover all sorts of stuff on E!, but you have a particular interest when it comes to Bravo. And why don't you tell our listeners what that is?
Oh, my God. I am literally a housewife at heart. It's kind of a crazy thing. You know, I, you know, started my career off. I worked for Kyle Richards for over 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's my best friend, and we've been friends for 11 years. So I kind of sort of got my start off the back of Bravo.
That is so amazing. Okay, so let's talk a little bit of Kyle Richards. I want to today talk about a little bit about what everyone's been up to since the last season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, kind of what's been going on, what they've been up to, all of that good stuff. So why don't we start with Kyle? She just recently launched a new clothing line. It debuted at New York Fashion Week. It's called Kyle and Shaida. Am I pronouncing that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, so what do you know about Kyle's new line?
It's her to a max. It's the max. It's floral, it's girly, it's flowy. That's who she is. She's the girl who likes to slip on a caftan, put yellow makeup on, let her hair loose and walk around her home and really, you know, just host. And if you go to her house on the weekends, she is literally in those clothes all the time because she feels free and she feels at home. And I know that she loved the designer and she's been working with her for the last 3 years. So it was only natural that they get together and make this line.
So you mentioned like going to Kyle's house on the weekend. Obviously you guys have been friends for, you said, 11 years. So walk us through like what goes on when you go to Kyle's house. You go over to hang out. You see her walk by looking fabulous. What happens next?
Normally you're all in one room because everyone loves to be together. So we're either in her bedroom, you know, sitting around, or in the family room and just chilling and hanging out. And there's always kids in and out of the house. And it's just so much fun and it's so lively. And it's just feels like home for everybody because it's so welcoming, you know? It's been like that since the beginning of time.
Is there one thing that like our listeners might be surprised to learn about Kyle that you can reveal?
She makes the best fucking lasagna in the world.
Does she?
Oh my God. And you have to beg her to make it because it takes all day to make, but she literally makes it from scratch and she starts it in the morning and everyone, if she says I'm making lasagna, you're running there.
Oh my God. That's so interesting. I wonder if there like a secret ingredient that she uses?
She won't tell you. She will not tell you.
Oh my God. It's a mystery.
But she'll make it for you. If you push her hard enough, she'll make it for you.
Oh my God. Okay. So when she comes in here again, I'm going to be asking her about this lasagna. Maybe I'll put in a request to see if she can make some and bring it.
No, no, she'll do it for you. You have to put the request in early because she is a busy woman.
Well, one of the things I wanted to mention to you also is that Duchess Meghan Markle apparently recently announced that her favorite guilty pleasure is watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
What?
Isn't it everybody's favorite?
Well, obviously, of course. But like, you know, I mean, obviously Meghan Markle, she did start off as more of a, you know, civilian like the rest of us. But it's still just so funny to think about people in her position, you know, tuning into reality shows.
I mean, you'd be surprised. It's the funniest thing whenever you're a celebrity and, you know, they're the biggest singers in the world, the biggest actresses in the world. And they're like, oh, my God, I remember seeing you on Real Housewives. Or it's, what is Kyle like? It's crazy to me that you often think like, oh, these people don't have time to watch reality TV. Meanwhile, they know every storyline from every season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And it's the craziest thing to me.
Do you think she's ever shown Beverly Hills to the queen?
Like, you know, Harry secretly watches, like, everyone. Like, you know, there's that Atlanta Housewife night where they get together and Harry pretends like he doesn't watch it, but he knows everything about Cynthia Bailey.
Right. Oh, of course. Yeah, we call them co-viewers, and we love them because they don't want to admit that they watch it, but we know that Prince Harry is probably over there watching it right alongside her.
Oh, for sure. It's totally happening. He probably reminds her that it's Sunday.
Oh, 100%. Okay, so also with this coming season, we have two new housewives. So what tea do you know about Garcelle Bouvet and Sutton Strachey?
Ooh, I actually was just at a dinner with everybody a few nights ago. I'm not going to say what the dinner was for, but it was good. Okay. They, you know, they both seem like, I've known Garcelle for almost 4 years now. She's such a strong woman with such a great point of view, and she's such a talented actress, and I love her no bullshit attitude. Mm-hmm. And I love that she is a straight shooter. That's who she is in life. You know, she's been in this business for a very long time. She knows who she is, and I think she's going to be a really, really fun person to watch.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm excited that there's going to be some diversity in this cast. So I feel like she's already making such a splash on that front that I can't wait to see what happens when she's really in the mix with the ladies.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. And you're right. It has been a long time coming.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And then for Sutton, so I think she's coming in through Lisa Rinna. Is that correct? She was friends with her?
Yeah, she's friends with Lisa Rinna. And it's so funny. She's like a Southern belle, mm-hmm. you know? And I think a lot of times from the South, you speak your mind and you just let it all out. And I think sometimes in Beverly Hills, that could get you in trouble. So I don't know what's going to happen with her, but she and I are kind of sort of the same in the sense that we're from the South and we just say it like it is. And we're our own free spirits. So I can't wait to see what happens when that clashes with Beverly Hills.
Oh, definitely. I feel like that will
Because it could be either really good or really bad.
Right. No, for sure. I mean, I feel like that will be a very refreshing kind of attitude added into this mix. So I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were at dinner last night.
Well, you know what? It's funny because when I go to dinners, I usually end up at the kids' table with Portia. So I don't actually know what was happening because I often end up, you know, with all the kids.
Right.
So I didn't see what was going on. But, you know, from what I hear, this season is supposed to be just as good as last.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. So what else? Let's see. Denise Richards, she joined last season. Everyone absolutely adores her. She, I think, brought such an awesome energy to the show because she's almost like the anti-Beverly Hills. As much as she is, you know, super famous, she's been an actress for so long, she's essentially a household name. But I think our viewers were so surprised by how down to earth she was.
Yeah, you know, Denise is just that good old down-to-earth girl. And I think when you have been thrusted into the spotlight, you know, at an early, you know, early age, and you had fame at that age, like, Denise was like the it girl of the 90s and the 2000s. Like, she couldn't escape anything. So mm-hmm. I feel like when you're that girl, you kind of sort of really nurture your personal life and your real self so much. Like, she's a mom, and I feel like she really digs deep into her roots to bring that to her kids.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, since this show, she has obviously been doing a lot of work to recover from the Malibu fires and all of that. But like you mentioned, she is such an icon in so many ways. Back in July, I think, was the 20th anniversary of Drop Dead Gorgeous. So, like, you yes. just forget that she is in so many of these iconic roles. I mean, she was a Bond girl, you know? I mean, like, I think she got a lot of the tabloid attention around everything with Charlie Sheen. But when you really look back at her career, it's like, damn, she did so much.
Yeah, and Denise Richards is a pretty normal girl. Like, you would never have known her name, you know, from the tabloids had it not been for Charlie.
Right, exactly.
And I think for Denise, it's going to be this one of these fun years because she is enjoying the first years of marriage and going through that fun ebbs and flows of figuring out your husband and all these things.
Do you know what question we had on the podcast and all through watching this season, when we met Denise's husband, Aaron, we were very unclear on what his job is. So do you have any clarity on exactly what it is that he does?
I don't know what the hell he does, but obviously it's good because Denise Richards went ahead and married him. Okay, right. Let's just go ahead and say that. She felt so good once she left, and we know why, that she married his aunt.
Right. It's very true. I mean, I adore Aaron. I really do. But I remember when we learned about, like, what he does professionally, it was something to do with, like, energy healing and something that sounded, like, super L.A. So we were kind of like, is this a scam or is this, like, totally legit? So I guess it's totally legit. I mean, if Denise is down with it, I'm down with it.
Honey, he can heal me any day of the week.
Ain't that the truth?
He can reset my chakra whenever he wants.
Let's talk a little bit about Teddy Mellencamp. So she is currently pregnant with her third child.
Yes.
That is so exciting. I think the pregnancy, from what I understand, was sort of a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I read this online, but also talking to Teddy, it seems like that was the furthest thing from her mind because, you know, she, you know, it wasn't easy having the first two children. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, it wasn't even on my mind, but it was such a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
You know, I start focusing on something else and her business is like just taking off and, you know, becoming a housewife and getting, you know, her practice, like, in the forefront. I think the last thing on her mind was a child. And I mm-hmm. think that's what happens to a lot of women. It's like you struggle for so long, and the minute that you stop thinking about it is when the miracle happens.
Right. No, it's very true. Yeah.
And she looks great. She's beaming. She's shining. I'm excited for her. Teddy Mellencamp, I feel like, is going to take on a whole new... It's going to be a whole new challenge for her, mm-hmm. You know, she works really hard and worked really hard to overcome a lot. And I feel like she's been in control of her life for a very long time. And now with this new pregnancy, you know, I think it's going to throw a lot of emotions her way. And I think juggling, being a, you know, handsome mom, cute business that's up and coming, I feel like this baby is going to test her in the best way.
Right. No, that's a really good point.
She was in control. So this is going to be the first Beverly Hills baby, and to see, you know, what she's going to be like as a new mom with three young children and a business. It's going to be, and a wife. I feel like that's going to be a very interesting story.
You know, Andy Cohen sort of set the bar for baby showers at this point. So do you have any predictions or perhaps recommendations for Teddy's baby shower? Because we know at least that she's having a girl. She did the gender reveal party, but now I'm sure the shower is to come. And, like, how do you top something like Andy Cohen's?
You have to go to the moon for that. Like, you got to put everybody on a Tesla spaceship and go to the moon.
For real.
I think baby showers should be, like, non-existent after Andy Cohen blew that one out the water.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no comparison, right?
That was the baby shower scene around the world. Thank you, Lisa Rinna, for getting on that goddamn table.
Oh my God, absolutely. And actually, I wanted to talk to you about Lisa Rinna because recently there was some crossover into the world of E! And celebrities and pop culture, because we love Lisa for dancing on tables. We love Lisa for dancing on Instagram. Like, we just love Lisa, period. But there was recently some issue with her and Justin Bieber because of this video that she had posted. So can you break it down for our listeners just in case they missed that?
Oh, Lisa Rinna posted a video of her dancing, and I think Justin Bieber commented under the video and maybe said, "That's weird." Is that what he said?
I think so. I think it was, "You Gotta Chill."
By the way, she loved it.
Right.
She loved every minute of it. And by the way, you cannot tell Lisa Rinna to not be Lisa Rinna. That's why we all love her.
Well, exactly. And the second you try to tell her to not be Lisa Rinna is she goes like harder than she did before. So I think in response to that comment that he made, she then posted like another video of herself dancing to one of his songs. And I think it was on the wedding day, or I guess the second wedding of him and Hailey Baldwin, now Bieber.
Oh my God. That's, by the way, that's a big dick energy move. And again, right? That's why we love Lisa Rinna.
We collectively stand.
Beat of her own drum. And I want to remind everybody out there, because everyone's like, oh my God, Lisa Rinna just came on the scene with Housewives. I'm like, Lisa Rinna has been working consistently in this business for over 3 decades.
Right.
Without a break.
Yeah. I mean, I knew who Rinna was from a very young age. I think my mom was really into soaps, and I just remember her being kind of this iconic haircut and everything, you know? I mean, she definitely had an impact on me as a younger gay person. And then when you brought her on Housewives, I was like, this is perfect.
I mean, Days of Our Lives, Melrose Place, like Lisa Rinna has done it all. And
right.
If you look at her IMDb and her resume, Lisa Rinna has done it without a break. Longevity in this business is unheard of, because a lot of people cannot stand the test of time. They get broken down. They get beaten. You know, their patience gets tested. You know, you can only take so much in this business. That's why a lot of actors and actresses only have a shelf life of 5 to 10 years.
Right. That's
but
so
Lisa
true.
Rinna has held in. She's found, you know, a way to really work it out. And she has reinvented herself. She's the Madonna of TV. She's reinvented herself time and time again. And if you didn't like the album that she put out, you still gave her props because she found a way to make herself new.
Right. Right. I feel like that's how I felt about a lot of Madonna albums lately, but it's fine.
It's true. No, it's totally true. Lisa Rinna always reinvigorates her career and her personality, and she serves it to you, and you will like it.
Absolutely. And you know what? Just you describing that also kind of reminds me of the journey that Erika Jayne has had. Because she was also someone that I was exposed to, like, well before Housewives, when she released, you know, Pretty Mess. It was, like, this dance single. Like, I always described her to people as, like, an underground, like, gay pop star. And, you know, because she never really hit total commercial success in terms of being a singer, you know, performer and all of that. But there was definitely a presence that she had, especially among the gays. And then all of a sudden, she's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and that totally brings her to the next level.
For sure. I also think Erika Jayne was underground because she didn't want to bend to a label's rules.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like she loved to express herself in the way that she did because she didn't have anyone telling her what to do, where to pat, where not to pat, what songs to sing. And I think for her, she could have had another level of success, but she didn't want to play the game because she liked playing her own game.
Mm-hmm.
And I have mad respect for her because she has had almost a dozen, if not more, number one dance hits, top 10 dance hits in the past 10 years. Like, people don't realize that she's had that success. But I'm happy for her now that she has gotten to another place where she can still have that creative freedom, but people know who she is.
Absolutely. And I mean, she just recently announced that there is a 12-week limited engagement. So starting in, I think, January 2020 through March, she is going to be playing Roxy.
I have a weird feeling, I'm going to call it right now, that 12-week engagement is going to be stretched out.
You think so? Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. She is about to give Roxy Hart the revamp that she's been needing.
I mean, like, I could see it. Right. I mean, I honestly can picture her as such a great Velma, too. But I feel like, you know, the blonde bombshell works for Roxy as well. So I'm just going to go with it. But she's also not even the first housewife to have joined Chicago. I know we had Candy and Nene from Atlanta, who were Mama Morton, I think.
I think she'll take her. She'll sex her up a little bit. she'll give you that evolution of this shy, wanting the spotlight girl to this, to this other being that Roxy Hart becomes by the end of Chicago. I just think you're going to get it all with the Erika Jayne twist.
Absolutely. Oh, no, I agree. I can't wait. I mean, I'm going to for sure look into tickets because that's right here in New York. My boyfriend is a huge horror movie fan and Halloween is like his number one favorite. So he's also well into the Housewives like I am. So when we heard of the new Halloween that came out last year, we were like, oh my God, maybe Kyle Richards will come back. That would be so cool. And then she wasn't in the film, but she helped kind of with the publicity around it. And she was going to the premieres and she was doing all sorts of different like interviews with Jamie Lee Curtis, like as the interviewer. So I loved that she was like still excited to be part of it in any way. So now knowing that she's actually going to be on screen again is super exciting.
I think a lot of people don't realize that she gave up acting to raise and start a family. I mean, I was there when she was getting offers and getting the roles, but she would rather be with her family. And that was like a long time coming. But this role was so important to her and so iconic to so many people that she couldn't say no. So I can't wait to see, you know, that muscle being stretched again, you know, her getting back to what she loves and what she's really good at. So Halloween is such a big film. And you have Jamie Lee Curtis between these women, between Kyle, between Garcelle, between Sutton and Lisa Rinna. There's so much history that these women have collected over the years and so many famous friends. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw some really big names pop up on that screen.
Right. I mean, I'm hoping for like a Tori Spelling myself, but I don't know if I will get that.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I know. It's going to be the Rolodex between these women is huge.
If you had to pick your favorite house husband from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, who would you pick?
Oh my God, that's hands down my easiest. And that's Maurice. You know, I feel like I know him so well, and I've seen just like, his mind is kind of, it's weird because it dreams big, it works hard, and it figures it all out. You know what I mean? Like, he's such a laid back guy, and he's so chill. But when it comes to business, and like, I saw the birth of the agency happen. I also saw when it was 6 agents, and now it's over 700.
I know. It's crazy.
It's so crazy. So I'm kind of fascinated by him in every way because he's such like a low-key, chill guy and can be the simplest person ever. Like, put a snowboard or some skis on him, and he's the happiest person alive.
Right.
So, and then to see him, like, come up with this idea and really like manifest it, it's just crazy. So I have so much love for him and I adore him, and I also am just like, I'm so inspired by him to see and to watch like what he built. It's so amazing.
All right, well, thank you so much, Justin, for calling and talking Beverly Hills with me. Will you let our listeners know exactly where they can follow you, where they can listen to you, all that good stuff?
Yes, you guys can catch me every day at 12:11 Central on Daily Pop every single day, Monday through Friday, except Saturday and Sunday. And you can watch Just a Sip. It's on the E! News YouTube channel. It is a 20 to 40 minute, simple YouTube show where I go deep with celebrities about all the tea. And you can also listen to it come late October on the Just a Sip podcast. Ooh. Spotify, iTunes, wherever you can get it. It's going to be good. I'm telling you, it's tears, it's men, it's sex, it's love, it's betrayal. We talk about it all.
It is
all
drama.
Of your favorite headlines. It is drama. I go through all my favorite headlines of a celebrity, and we break it down, and they tell me the real tea. If I told you how many phone calls I have gotten about this show after it comes out, it is insane.
Oh, my God. It sounds amazing.
You guys need to check it out.
All right, Justin, thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Bravo TV.
Don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out. You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.